Nana normally takes Millie for 2 walks a day, which is impressive considering she's 85. Towards the end of the walk, she noticed that Millie had some sort of chicken substance in her muzzle. So Nana kind of took the muzzle off, shook the food or whatever it was out, just thought, oh, you know, you've been scavenging, as you do with dogs. Took Millie home and then took her out for a second walk in the afternoon. But Millie was basically trailing behind her, which was really unusual. So Nana thought, oh, you're not very well. Millie didn't eat her food that evening or the next morning. So basically Nana decided, right, okay, the next day I'm going to take her to the vets. You know, as most dog owners know, you don't panic and rush your dog down the vet. The next morning, so this was just a day and a half after the incident, Millie was really unwell. Nana phoned the vets and Millie started shaking whilst she was on the phone to the vets. At that point, started fitting, and the vet said, you know, don't worry, don't move her, we'll try and get to you, you know, as soon as possible. Nana basically stayed with her, maybe half an hour maximum. Millie was just not herself, eyes rolling in the back of her head, vomiting, blood was coming out of both ends. It was horrific. Nana was on her own, so basically called the vet back. At this point, Millie was screeching. Nana says she's never heard an animal make that noise. The level of agony that she was in, it was unbearable. At this point, the vet could hear the noises that Millie was making and basically said, don't panic, we're on our way. I think she died about 10 minutes later. And then by the time the vet had got to her, she'd been sitting with her dead body for maybe half an hour or so, which is devastating. Nana lives on her own. I mean, Nana said it was the most horrific way to die. You know, you couldn't actually wish that on your worst enemy. I think it got to the point where Nana wasn't even sure whether Millie would bite her or not because she was just so writhing in agony.
How can you be sure the food was actually poisoned?
Police have actually said that they found a bowl that had a meat substance in it and they said that it was laced with antifreeze. So we're just going off what the police have said. The minute the vet walked in, said that's undeniably poison. She'd burnt out, essentially.
How important was Millie to your nan?
She was everything to my nana. Living on her own, she was the first dog that she had on her own since my granddad had died. So that in itself is like a massive bond. That dog was everything to her. She kept my nana young. It's just devastating, to be honest. The loss, you know, she feels like she's lost a child. I do feel like it's murder because whatever that dish was left there for, whether it was for a dog, whether it was for a cat, whether it was for a fox, a badger, the intent was to kill. It is one of the most horrific ways to kill an animal. You can't really get much worse. It's murder. Considering what's going on at the moment and the fact that there are so many poisonings, I mean, this thing at Crufts, for example, you know, it's massive at the moment. And I just feel that if you notice your dog eating anything, get them to the vets. That's what I would say.
She was a lovely little dog, bless her. She had quite a serious operation a few years ago that she'd recovered from really well, and until this point she was in good general health.
You're pretty convinced then that she was poisoned?
It's not something that I could say for definite, but given the history that I was given by the owner and the condition that we found her in on the day, it wouldn't be something that I could rule out, definitely not. So it's likely.
So you didn't run a toxicology report or an autopsy or anything like that?
At the stage in which I was called on to see Millie, she had already passed away, unfortunately. Her owner was very distressed. It's a very difficult area to broach with an owner. They don't want them pulled about too much afterwards. And she was quite adamant she wanted her cremated and wanted her ashes back quickly. So I didn't feel that there was much to be gained by it. Had maybe we'd seen her sooner, we would have maybe run a toxicology to find out what was going on. It wouldn't have changed the outcome, unfortunately, but it would have given us an answer to that question, I guess.
What do the police say about this?
I haven't spoken to the police about it. I know that they are dealing with several cases of possible poisonings in the area.
If we're not sure whether it was poison or not, then surely the police don't really know what they're investigating.
Absolutely. I think Millie was the first case I've seen, and obviously there's been a lot of social media coverage on it since then. It's very easy in hindsight to say, okay, we should have looked at this as a series of poisonings, but at the time it was an isolated incident. If you kind of think about it now, then, you know, we would definitely, if we had another case coming, we would probably at least ask if we could take some samples to get to an answer that we could get, you know, the police involved and start moving forward with finding out who's doing it and why.
I'm a dog owner. I take my dog out. I let him off the lead. He's well behaved. He stays with me, but he likes to run about. If he did pick up something, what symptoms should I be looking for?
The really dangerous thing with all these things is that there aren't any symptoms until they're too late for us to treat. So if you think your dog's got anything, the best thing to do is get them to a vet as soon as possible, because within the first hour, everything stays in the stomach and we can just induce vomiting and make them throw it up, and then there's no problem. It's not done any harm. It's once it's gone past that hour that our job becomes very difficult. We're then playing catch up constantly. We're trying to manage the symptoms and sort of fix the problem. It's like shutting the stable door once a horse has already bolted at that point. It really is a case of time. We need them fast to be able to fix things. So getting them to veterinary attention quickly is key. If your dog needs veterinary attention, it needs veterinary attention. Sitting on these cases is just signing their death warrant, unfortunately. They need to be seen quickly.
And any advice for when I or any other dog lover is out walking their dog? Is there some way in which we can stop them going scavenging?
If keeping them a lead, they still scavenge, you can muzzle them. It does seem a little bit sort of extreme, but if it's going to save your dog's life, then I would still recommend it.